seat on the sidelines in front of the opposing team and just studies players. It's been an ongoing thing for Izzo for 28 years now. It just gives you a little inside look at what's going through the mind of a Hall of Fame coach. Always looking at personnel to see how his team will match up.
Yeah, two guys have done that through the course of time. Gene Cady used to do that too in his time at Purdue. But yeah, normally the coaches, they're back in the coaches' locker room, getting their mind right. Tom Izzo, a Naismith Hall of Famer, Aubrey mentioned the 8 Final Fours. It's been a little bumpier than usual for them the last couple of years in the Big Ten. The two previous seasons, they were 20-20 in conference play. They scheduled again ridiculously challenging. They were without Malik Hall for a month. They'd be out for 8 games. Jaden Akins out for 4, but they're back, and it looks like they're both getting into rhythm again.
And you talk about the Holy Trinity for an Izzo coach team, defend, rebound, and run. Well, they still defend aggressively. They still rebound really aggressively. And now they will run when the opportunity presents itself, but overhearing your conversation with Greg Gard, they're a little bit more selective and more than comfortable playing in the half court when you can put 2 point guards on the floor at the same time, and Tyson Walker and A.J. Hogarth. Yeah, that makes a big difference in their pace.
Their pace has been slower than it's been for a number of years, and their turnover percentage is lower than it's been. They've been a turnover-prone team in recent years, less so far this season. Rob Riley, Chris Beaver, Brooks Wells are your officials as the Spartans come out in the dark green unis, little black and white trim, Badgers in the home white, and the Cardinal trim as we are set to go. Wisconsin and Michigan State here at the Kohl Center in Madison. It'll be Stephen Crow and Wadi Sissoko ready to jump center as the veteran official Rob Riley set to put it in the air here in Madison. Everybody set, toss and tap, and belong to Michigan State. Spartans go to our right, and we are underway at the Kohl Center. A.J. Hogard matched up with Max Klesman, hedging a screen from Crow, a throw to Hauser. He is with Carter Gilmore, left wing. Pops at the Tyson Walker, matched up with Hepburn. They work at the Hogard, right corner. Ball screen, Sissoko. Screen and roll, Sissoko catches, darts it back out. Here comes Akins at the top, feeds Hogard for 3 on the right wing, and it's off the left side iron, no good. Offensive rebound, Hauser loops it out to Hogard, feeds Akins, steps into a 3, left of the circle, good. I tell you, Joey Hauser set that up, and he has been a rebounding machine of late, averaging nearly 8 boards a game this season, 10-plus per game over the last 3. And it's 3-0 Michigan State in the opening minute. Badgers move to our left. Max Klesman high on the right against Tyson Walker. Goes into Crow, right of the lane. Crow backing, Sissoko defending. Mid-post right, left shoulder turn. Up goes Crow, off the glass and rim, no good. Sissoko the rebound. Outlet to Hogard, he's pushing. Right lane line, darts it out, right corner. Walker for 3, and he nails it. And just like that, it's 6-0 Michigan State, a minute gone by.
And Hogard was able to pick up the pace, push the ball, and set up an open look from the corner.
Chucky Hepburn throws. Going to Stephen Crow of the right wing. Loops it out to Gilmore. Leaves it for Hepburn. High on the left. Leaves it for Klesbitt now. He'll rotate it to Gilmore in the right wing as Hauser defends Carter. A pass for Stephen Crow. Top of the circle. Dribble handoff to Hepburn. Bobs off the Crow screen. Throws to Stephen up top. Inside feed for Klesbitt. Picked off by Jaden Akins. He'll weave to the front court. And his pass is deflected, and it's taken away by Chucky Hepburn as they trade turnovers. And here comes Chucky up the floor for Wisconsin. Hepburn off a high screen from Crow. Chucky to the line. Looped it back to Crow. It goes over his head, and Walker is there. Walker against Klesman. Throws it up. No good. Good contest, Klesman. And Max able to save it to Gilmore. That's good hustle from Max Klesman. About 2 minutes gone by. 6-0 Michigan State. A very shaky start here for Wisconsin. Hepburn throwing to Klesman. Right of the circle. Walker checking Max. Inside feed for Crow. It's deflected out of bounds by Sissoko. And the Badgers will keep it as Isaac Lindsay ready to check in for Wisconsin. Jackson Kohler coming in for Michigan State.
Matt, ironically, after yesterday's practice, I spoke to Stephen Crow about getting off to a fast start, not taking the home court for granted as an advantage. We saw what happened at Rutgers in Indiana, where the home team fell behind early and couldn't get out of the hole.
Here's Isaac Lindsay out front, throwing to Max Klesman high on the right, feeds Lindsay between the circles. Lindsay using a crowd screen, feeds Klesman, deep three, right side, off the rim, no good. Joey Hauser the rebound. 2:20 gone by, 6-0 Michigan State. Here's Hauser on the drive, right lane line, swoops to the rim, layup too strong, no good. Rebound to Isaac Lindsay. Scoots up the right side of the front court for Wisconsin, throws to Klesman, turns left point to Carter Gilmore, dribbles off the wing, Gilmore in the lane, pivots, gets it out of there to Klesman. He'll throw to Lindsay, wraps it left wing for Davis, goes into Crow, who will catch left of the lane against Jackson Kohler, backing mid post left, up and under Crow, low on the left, up and in. Right around Kohler, first points for Crow, 6-2 Michigan State, and a feed for Aikens, knocked away and out of bounds by Jordan Davis, and Jordan got some body as well. Again, we mentioned Spartans play slower than they've been, but they'll still get it out of the net and go, and that's what they were doing on that occasion, and Jordan picked up the foul as he comes out. Chucky Hepburn, who was sub for a moment ago, is right back in there for Wisconsin. Not quite 3 minutes in, 6-2 Michigan State, A.J. Hogard out front. Hogard off the Kohler screen, right hand dribble, stops right elbow, throws to Tyson Walker left side, Kohler mid post left, turns on Gilmore, and he got fouled by Carter before the shot. First on Carter, second on Wisconsin. Kohler, freshman out of Utah, averaging about 3.5 minutes a game. Sissoko comes back in for Kohler. And also coming in for Michigan State is Malik Hall. He's been coming off the bench, his minutes slowly increasing, his fourth game back off the injury as he is in for Jaden Aikens. Spartans inbounding, baseline left. A throw into Walker. He'll catch baseline left. Good close out by Hepburn. Now it's Hogard off the Sissoko screen. Hogard to the left elbow. Leaves it for Walker between the arcs. Shot clock at 10. Tyson Walker gets the screen from Sissoko. Weaves right foul line extended. Jumper off the rim, no good. Rebound tipped in the air, pulled down by Lindsay. 3:20 gone by, 6-2 Michigan State. Max Klesman out front for Wisconsin. He'll throw to Lindsay high on the left. Gives it up to Stephen Crowell, top of the circle against Marty Sissoko. A handoff to Chucky Hepburn. Hepburn dribbles right corner, out the Crowell, right of the circle. Turns it left side for Lindsay, snaps off a three. Back rim no good. Hogard the rebound for Michigan State. Hogard up the middle, throws to Hauser high on the left. Hauser against Carter Gilmore. Left of the lane, starts to back mid post, turns it to Hogard. Feeds Malik Hall, crowded by Lindsay, back out to Hogard left side. Gets it to Hauser, snaps off a deep three, back rim no good, long rebound, diving for it as Lindsay can't control, out of bounds to Michigan State, as we'll have our first timeout of the night. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. And by Cleary Building Corp. We protect what you value. Visit ClearyBuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 16 minutes left in the first half. Michigan State 6, Wisconsin 2. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Enjoy the benefits of soft water with Menard's great selection of Morton water softeners. Morton's Demand Control Wi-Fi water softener is a smarter way to manage your water. Integrated Wi-Fi capabilities allow you to monitor your salt levels and water usage from your smartphone, putting you in control while at home or away. Plus, Morton's look-ahead technology learns and predicts your water needs, saving you money. Save big money on Morton water softeners at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turn my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu and enjoy a clean running engine wherever you go. Top-tier tri-clean Citgo gasoline. Citgo, let's go together. Exactly 4 minutes gone by at the Kohl Center. Michigan State 6, Wisconsin 2.
Earlier I mentioned two Big Ten games from Sunday. Iowa went to Rutgers and held the lead throughout from start to finish, stunning the home team. And Northwestern also stunned Indiana on its home floor.
They did.
By getting off the lead, putting that home club into that big hole, proverbial hole, which neither one of those two teams, Rutgers or Indiana, could crawl out of. That's why it's so important. Badgers can't afford a slow start against Sparty.
Yeah, Iowa got away with it against Indiana recently, but you don't want to live dangerously like that if you can avoid it. Connor Recedian on the floor for Wisconsin. Here's A.J. Hogard out front against Chucky Hepburn. Hogard left of the center circle. 6-2 Michigan State early on in Madison. Ahead of the screen from Crow. Hogard releases the walker. Loops it through Joey Hauser. Backing on Gilmore. Mid-post right. Hauser. Out to Malik Call. Fakes the three. Puts it on the deck. One to shoot. And that's too late. Try to get it out to Hauser. One pass too many. Turnover Michigan State. Good defensive work from Wisconsin. 15:39 left in the first half. And here comes Chucky Hepburn for the Badgers. Moving to our left in the first half. Hepburn met by Hogard. Outside right. Chucky on the right-hand hip high. Dribble throws to Klesman. Top of the circle. Loops to Crowell. Left of the wheel against Marty Sissoko. Crowell hands off to Max Klesman. Fires off a pass to Gilmore. Left wing. Gilmore against Hauser. Dribbles off the wing. Almost poked away. Now gets it to Asijan. Leaning, shooting, hitting. Connor Asijan, who had five on Saturday against Illinois, gets an early bucket here tonight for Wisconsin. 6-4 Michigan State. Not quite 5 minutes gone by. Tyson Walker averaging nearly 14 a game. A good year last year for Michigan State. Took over in the final couple of minutes of that tournament game last year against Wisconsin and Indy. Here's Sissoko in the lane. Short jumper is good. Waddy Sissoko with his first points. 8-4 Michigan State with 14:50 left in the half.
With a switching defense, a little mismatch there with Sissoko shooting over Max Klesman.
Here's Stephen Crowell at the top of the circle. Throws to Hepburn high on the left, using a Crowell screen to his right. At the top of the arc is Chucky. Feeds Klesman off the right wing. Now it's Gilmore. Swoops off the right wing. Carter in the lane. One pump, a pivot, fades, flips. Good. With patient work from Carter Gilmore. 8-6 Michigan State. 5.5 minutes gone by. Hogard sets the floor for Michigan State as Chucky Hepburn digs in. Hogard glides a dribble right wing. They weave it to Malik Hall out front. Gives it up to Tyson Walker, left of the circle, off the Sissoko screen. Walker at the right elbow, shakes, gives to Hauser between the arcs. Hauser to the right elbow, firing it up over Gilmore, and nothing but net for Joey Hauser. His first points, 10-6 Michigan State.
That's a pretty good matchup between Hauser and Gilmore. They're really competing.
6 minutes gone by here at the Kohl Center. Klesman high on the right, bounce pass to Crowell. Crowell right of the lane, single coverage Sissoko. Crowell starts to back, still backing, patiently. Low on the right, goes up over Sissoko, no good. Rebound tipped in the air. Sissoko taps, and it's gathered by Malik Hall. Up the floor is Hall, a little hesitation dribble, almost got run over by his teammate Sissoko. Hall twisting, right block, up, no good. Rebound tipped from Crowell to Gilmore. 13:30 left in the half, 10-6 Michigan State. Hepburn at the top, little spin move left of the lane, bounces a siege in baseline left. Connor, one pump, goes up, knocked away, got it back, up over Hauser, good. Asijan stays with it, 10-8 Michigan State. 13:15 left in the first half. Hogard sets the floor for the Spartans out between the arcs. Shovels it to Malik Hall high on the right, pops it to Walker, turns to Joey Hauser outside left. Bounce pass Hogard left of the lane. Starts to back on Hepburn. Quick spin to the baseline and to the cut goes Hogard for the layup. First points for A.J. Hogard, 12-8 Michigan State.
Hogard really brings a swagger to this Michigan State lineup.
Junior out of Pennsylvania, averaging better than 6 assists per game. 12:45 left in the half, 4-point lead Michigan State. Hepburn at the top of the circle. Gives it to Crowell. Steven with a handoff for Klesman, top of the arc. Klesman against Hogard, tightly guarded. Max puts it on the deck, right lane line, goes up off the glass and rim, no good. Sissoko the rebound. Ahead it goes to Hogard, a lead feed. Walker running the rim, shot knocked away from behind, whistle inside, foul called as Walker goes to the floor. as they're going to get Steven Crowell with his first foul.
Looked like Gilmore got the block on the transition attempt.
First foul on Crowell, third on Wisconsin, and Joey Hauser, an 86% free throw shooter at the line. 12:27 left in the half, 12-8, Michigan State leads Wisconsin. First free throw for Hauser on the way, and good. And Badgers with a big sub here. Chris Hodges, Jordan Davis, Marcus Silver, and Isaac Lindsay coming in. Only Asijan stays on the floor for Wisconsin. Trey Holloman, promising freshman point guard out of Minneapolis, on the floor for Michigan State. Second free throw coming up for Joey Hauser in the air, and it's good, and he has four early points. And Pierre Brooks, 6'6 sophomore out of Detroit, in for Hauser.
You talked about Hauser's rebounding prowess. He's had five double-doubles already this year.
14-8, Michigan State, 12:24 left in the first half. Marcus Ilver out front for Wisconsin. Goes to Hodges. He appeared briefly on Saturday in Champaign, did Chris, appearing in his eighth game this year. He has the ball right of the circle, hands off to Asijan. Feeds Ilver left of the wheel. Ilver comes off the wing against Hall, low on the left, and just popped it in the air. It comes back to Lindsay, five to shoot. Isaac with a shot fake, pull-up jumper for the foul line. Too long, no good. Sissoko the rebound. 11:55 left in the half. Spartans up six. Holloman, left side. Pierre Brooks for three in the corner. Off the back rim, no good. Go get Sissoko over the back. He's called for the foul. That will get us to the under 12 media timeout. American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, features, and updates. Badger fans, sweepstakes, and more. And Badger fans, tonight's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brewpub Lots of Lots of Pizza, and Pepsi. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 11:50 left in the first half. Michigan State 14, Wisconsin 8. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with six championships. Women's soccer, two-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Fans, get your big win at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, where winners are cashing out with their 95% average payout and over 140 daily jackpots. And Wisconsin fans, StubHub is the easiest way to experience every Badgers game. Check the virtual view, score your seats, get your tickets delivered instantly. StubHub is the official ticketing partner of Wisconsin Athletics. StubHub, be there. 11:50 left in the first half. Michigan State 14, Wisconsin 8.
Credit Chris Hodges for making the most out of his 37 seconds on the floor. Had a perfect blockout, drew a foul in Sissoko. So you do little things, and now maybe Greg Gard will trust to put Hodges on the floor again in this game.
Yeah, talking with Greg before the game, it's just a matter of some of these guys just trying to. You got to play sometime, right? And without Tyler Wall again, Chris getting in there, got a little taste of it against Illinois. Just trying to get back to the speed of the game. Talked with Chris recently, and he didn't really want to lean on the rust thing, but I mean, he opted out his senior year of high school, redshirted last year. It's been a minute since he's been in there. And obviously, Marcus Ilver getting into the guts of games now, really for the first time in his career, say, in back-to-back games. Dilver out there with Lindsey, Davis, Hodges, and Asijan. Same five on the floor. Gray's going to try to buy a couple more minutes for some of the starters. Asijan between the circles against Jaden Akins. Now it's Lindsey. Holloman in the overplay. Lindsey still can't get loose. It's Ilver getting it back to Isaac. Hooks it to Ilver in the left wing. Ilver against Malik Hall. Puts it on the floor. Baseline left. Trying to back his Ilver. Backing. Darts it out to Asijan. Snaps off a three. Right side. Nothing but net for Connor Asijan. He has seven quick ones off the bench for Wisconsin. 14-11 Michigan State with 11:15 left in the first half. Holloman up top, throws to Malik Hall right of the circle, just inside the three-point line. Finds a curling Akins, hanging, shooting from 14 feet away in the lane. No good. A rebound dug out by Isaac Lindsey. Well, Isaac not afraid to get some floor burns. He's been on the deck a couple of times. And he brings it up, leaves it for Jordan Davis out front. Bounce pass to Asijan against Akins. Darts it inside. That's caught by Davis against Pierre Brooks. Out to Asijan, left wing. Two-man game. Davis catches. Backing. Fades. Flips. Baseline left. Short. No good. Malik Hall the rebound. Badgers down three. 10:40 left in the half. Holloman up the floor, left of the lane. Back out to Malik Hall between the circles. Spartans will run their offense. Pierre Brooks throwing to Holloman out of Creighton-Durham High School. Recruited in football as well in his high school days. Pretty good defensive back in his prep days. Malik Hall, nine to shoot. Backing on Davis, left of the lane, out the Holloman. Fakes the three, works it to Akins. Open three, right of the circle, good. Second three-point hit for Jaden Akins. 17-11 Michigan State with 10:10 left in the half.
Akins is such a dual threat because he can put the ball on the floor and get to the rim along with making the three ball.
Yeah, 43% from distance coming into this game is Jaden Akins. Here's Chris Hodges against Kohler, right of the lane, up and under, up, left hand, yes. Oh, nice move inside from Chris Hodges. 17-13 Michigan State, 9:50 left in the half. Holloman out front, throws to Akins, high on the left. Connor Asijan gets the matchup with Akins. Now it's Hall, left of the lane against Ilver. Backing, fades, flips, baseline left, good. That is a patented shot for Malik Hall. That little baseline fadeaway. 19-13 Michigan State, 9:30 left in the half. Marcus Ilver out front, throwing to Asijan, high on the left. He'll take the three, left of the wheel, book it. Second three for Asijan in rhythm early tonight for the Badgers. 19-16, Sparty with 9:15 left in the first half of play.
Asijan looks like a totally different player in terms of his confidence today, doesn't he?
Sure does. Four out of five from the field. Pierre Brooks out front. Dribbles left, throws to Akins. And gets the crowd buzzing, that triple from Asijan. Now Akins off the left wing in the lane, running right-hander off the glass and in. Athletic move from Jaden Akins, 21-16 Michigan State. 8:47 left till halftime. Lindsey throwing to Jordan Davis, outside right, feeds Ilver. Up top, hands off to Isaac Lindsey, top of the circle. Gives it up to Hodges, sends to Davis right side, drives off the wing. Jordan, a whistle inside, got bumped to the floor, and they're going to get, looks like Pierre Brooks with the foul. That'll be his first. Hogard will come back in. Carson Cooper as well. Hodges, Ilver, and Lindsey come out and get a nice ovation from this Kohl Center crowd. Back to Cooper, 6'11", freshman out of Jackson, Michigan. Doesn't play a ton, about 5 minutes a game. And Izzo will turn to him as the inbounds pass goes to Gilmore, feeds a season, throws to Chucky Hepburn, inside feed. Stephen Crowell back in there. Crowell against Cooper, off the right block, out to Hepburn, three shot, Reichert, good. First points for Chucky Hepburn, 21-19 Michigan State with 8:15 left in the first half. Hepburn over his last nine games hitting 58% from the three-point line. Here's Hogard in the lane, shot blocked by Hepburn. Comes down to Jordan Davis. Up the right sideline of the front court comes Davis. Leaves it for Hepburn high on the right. Hepburn, a couple of left-hand dribbles to the line. Chucky in the lane and a whistle and an offensive foul on Chucky Hepburn. That'll be his first. And he hit the under eight media timeout. Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 7:57 left in the first half. Michigan State 21, Wisconsin 19. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like #1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and #1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Nyheim Hines, running back for the Indianapolis Colts and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Areas of fog and freezing drizzle tonight. A little bit of snow mixing in as well. 26 for the low temperature. Not looking for any snow accumulation, but some icy patches here and there. Fog, snow, and freezing drizzle through the first half of the day Wednesday. Otherwise cloudy with highs in the mid-30s. Thursday, cloudy, high of 33. Friday, partly sunny and 27. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 33.
Full trash talk, but stats speak louder. We'll let the F-150 speak for itself. Tough, smart, capable. Visit your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealer today. 7:57 left in the first half. Michigan State 21, Wisconsin 19.
The Badgers have made each of their last 3 field goal attempts. A stretch that started with Chris Hodges making his first basket as a Badger. And I have to believe it's memorable for Hodges because it comes in the teeth of a game in the first half. Nice low post counter move by Hodges right around the rim.
Yeah, that was impressive. And Connor, see, we were talking about Connor on Saturday about just, you know, I think we both felt like he was going to handle it. It was a tough day. It was a tough day for the Badgers. But he was at the top of the scouting report. Illinois did a great job on him. But, you know, for a freshman, he has like an upperclassman mentality. He's going to move on. And off to a terrific start here tonight, 10 points off the bench.
All you can ask is, do they have any resiliency when you look at a freshman? Can they bounce back? And so far in the first half, Connor Esiejan has.
We've got Davis, Gilmore, Klesman, Crowell, and Hepburn on the floor for Wisconsin now. With the ball is Jaden Akins, covered up by Davis between the circles. Akins with 8 points here early for Michigan State. Now Tyson Walker high on the left, loops it to Hauser. Left wing, backs left lane line on Gilmore. Left shoulder turn, whistle, walked with the ball. Turnover, Michigan State.
Don't you love that matchup? Two state kids battling.
Oh, yeah.
Hauser and Gilmore.
Yes, sir. Carter has played 30 minutes in each of the last 2 games. This in the starting lineup again tonight as the Badgers move on with the injured Tyler Wall. Outside right is Hepburn throwing to Crowell. Feeds Gilmore left point, throws to Chucky. Moves to the line, down the lane goes Hepburn, throws one up. Yes, it counts, and a foul. A little continuation there, according to Tom Izzo. And one, though, for Hepburn as Hogard is called for the foul. That's his first.
That's an attractive matchup, too, in terms of pure competitiveness between Hogard and Chucky Hepburn.
Game is tied at 21. Tied no longer as Hepburn hits the free throw. 22-21 Wisconsin, 7:20 left in the first half. Tyson Walker throwing to Akins high on the left, leaves it for Hogard on the left side. Cooper turning down the screen of Cooper is Hogard left of the lane, up right hand, short, no good, rebound Stephen Crowell, Wisconsin. Outlet to Hepburn, Chucky glides up the left side of the front court. Hepburn between the circles, nothing inside. He'll throw it to Klesman high on the right. A toss for Gilmore right wing. Refeeds Klesman. Left-hand dribble, top of the arc. Now open three up top for Stephen Crowell up the left side. Iron no good. Going down to the floor and getting it is Jordan Davis. He is tied up. Arrow, Wisconsin.
Jordan Davis just kind of played bumper cars with Hauser. Just ran into him and knocked the ball free. Didn't get called for the foul.
6:50 left in the first half, 22-21 Wisconsin. Baseline left, Hepburn inbounds to Crowell, back out to Chucky for three, left wing, off the front rim, no good, rebound, Hogard to Michigan State. Ahead it goes to Joey Hauser, right of the circle, leads it for Tyson Walker. He'll bring it up top, throws to Hogard, wraps it left side for Akins on the wing. Akins, it matched up with Carter Gilmore, now it's Walker, hard screen from Cooper. Walker wide open up top for three, and he nailed it. Well, Jordan Davis got his world rocked. And Tyson Walker hits his second triple. 24-22, Michigan State, 6:18 left of the first half. Carter Gilmore for Wisconsin. Now it's Crowell, left wing, hands off to Hepburn. Hepburn baseline left, Cooper crowding him, Cooper fouling him. That'll be the first foul on Carson Cooper. As Connor Asijan set to come back in for the Badgers, replacing Jordan Davis. And Trey Holloman will check in for A.J. Hogarth.
Good thing Jordan Davis was so good as he was in football, because that was quite a hit.
Yeah. Yeah, that was without the pads. Here's Hepburn, baseline left, inbounds to Crowell, tried a quick hitter, the short jumper missed. Rebound comes down to Hepburn, leaves it for Asijan, and he got covered up by Holloman, top of the circle. Back out it goes to Chucky. Joey Hauser defends, Hepburn on the dribble, left hand, pivots in the lane, and he threw it away, wanted to jam a pass into Crowell, picked off by Carson Cooper, turnover Wisconsin. 5:45 left of the half, 24-22 Michigan State. Holloman out front, hands off to Jade Dakins, picked up by Gilmore on the switch. Dakins surveys, feeds Hauser off the Cooper screen, knocked away Gilmore, and they're going to get a foul called on Carter Gilmore. A little bit of a delay on the call, but Gilmore picks up his second foul. And Joey Hauser, who is 2 of 2 at the foul line, back to the line for two shots. And 7 points and 10 rebounds against Michigan on Saturday, round one of that rivalry, going to the Spartans. First free throw is good for Hauser.
I still remember Hauser from Christmas Day 2020 when he had 27 points in 28 minutes against the Badgers.
Yep, and had 27 points against Davison in the NCAA tournament last March. Second free throw for Joey Hauser on the way, and that rattles through. 26-22 Michigan State. Marcus Silver back in there for Wisconsin as Gilmore sits down with the two fouls. Badgers down 4, 5:30 left in the first half. Klesmet loops it to Stephen Crowell, right of the circle. Crowell, one dribble, kills it, bounces to Hepburn, posting on Holloman. Right of the lane, now finds Crowell in the paint, low on the right, layup good. Crowell with 4, 26-24 Michigan State. Holloman ahead to Walker, baseline right, the drive, back out front, Holloman. Holloman left elbow, pull up jump from there, in and out, no good. Rebound tipped, and a scramble for it, as coming up with it is Klesmet. He got fouled by Jaden Akins, and Akins comes up a bit hobbly. That'll be the first on Akins, who appears to be okay. Remember, he missed time with a foot issue.
We always
call back in.
We always talk about the importance of winning 50-50s, the scramble balls in games like this. It becomes even tougher against teams like Michigan State that just fight you for it.
Rebounds even at 11. 5 minutes left in the half. 2-point lead Michigan State. A siege and a bounce for Crowell, right of the circle. Crowell against Carson Cooper. Handoff Hepburn, turns a corner. Chucky at the foul line, steps back. Long two on the way. Off the rim, no good. Rebound Trey Holloman of Michigan State. He'll push it through the logo. Up the middle front court, throwing to Walker. Feeds Hauser between the arcs. A toss for Holloman. Rotates to Hall on the right wing. A lead call matched up with Max Klesmet. A screen from Hauser, picked up by Ilver on the switch, is Hall. Now a throw to Hauser. Wheels around Klesmet. In the lane, up left hand, good. Joey Hauser has 8, 28-24 Michigan State, 4:23 left in the first half. Klesmet high on the right for the Badgers, throwing to Crowell, right of the paint, Cooper defends, single coverage. A little tease from Hauser, goes out to Ilver, tries a three, nails it from the right side. Marcus Ilver with his first points, 28-27 Michigan State, with 4:05 left in the first half.
Ilver has never been shy about taking that three.
Badgers 4 of 8 from the three-point line so far tonight. Michigan State's 4 out of 7. Holloman left sideline, well above the three-point line, off the Cooper screen. Holloman top of the circle. He'll throw to Hauser high on the left. Shot clock at 10. Hauser penetrating, and he got fouled by Ilver, and Marcus knew it. That'll be his first, as we have a timeout on the floor. Put your trust in a bank that's been focused on serving the people and businesses in Wisconsin and all across the country since 1863. That's U.S. Bank. Stop by your local branch or log on today. U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 3:49 left in the first half. Michigan State 28, Wisconsin 27. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
What in the world are you doing, Bob?
Well, I'm dressing up like an elf, Tony, so I can play in the Usinger All-Star Game. Never played an All-Star Game, and I figure this is my best shot.
Don't you think you're a little too tall to be an elf?
That's the beauty of this outfit. It lets me walk on my knees.
How are you going to bat from your knees?
Hopefully better than I did standing up.
I guess you've never been known for your bat.
Oh, heck no. And you know what? I'd rather be known for my brats anyway. Usinger's famous sausage. Now that's a Hall of Famer.
You got that right.
Badger fans, join the Wisconsin men's basketball team this January at the Kohl Center. Get your single game tickets to see the Badgers host Big Ten foes Michigan State, Minnesota, and Penn State. For more information and to purchase your tickets to Wisconsin men's basketball, visit uwbadgers.com. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Good one so far at the Kohl Center. 3 minutes and 49 seconds left of the first half. Michigan State 28, Wisconsin 27.
Both teams shooting the ball well from the three-point line. Michigan State 4-7, the Badgers 4-8. You never know what to expect with this matchup. There have been some really ugly rock fights over the years. Just hardcore battles, everything contested. But so far, the three-point shooters have gotten a little space and knocked them down.
And Badgers 48% overall. Not bad. 11 of 23. And Sparty 10 of 22. We mentioned Wisconsin coming into the game overall 37% for the three-point line. But in Big Ten play, they're near the bottom. A little better than 31%. The Spartans have guarded the arc really well. Teams shooting less than 30% against them. But, as we just mentioned, good start here so far, and that is most or much of it is Connor Esiejan. 2 of 2 from the arc. He has 10 points off the bench.
Yeah, as you mentioned, Matt, he had only 5 points at Illinois. When I say only, that was the fewest points that Esiejan has scored since the third game of the season against Green Bay. This is a very challenging stretch of games for the Spartans here tonight. They play next at Illinois, and then on Monday they have a showdown with Purdue at Breslin.
Used to the challenging games, they opened one of their first games was against Gonzaga, beat Kentucky in double overtime, fell to Alabama. They've had that usual aggressive out-of-conference schedule. Michigan State inbounding, baseline left, and they throw it away as slipping and falling down was Tyson Walker as the inbounds pass just whistled out of bounds. I don't know if he slipped on that. Yeah, they're going to take a look at the left wing over there. He's got a little cleanup work to do.
Yeah, he was being checked by Chucky Hepburn, and don't think there was any contact between the two players as much as you just described. There's a little slippage on the floor.
3:49 left in the first half, 28-27, Michigan State. Turnovers even at 4. It's been an area Michigan State has been much improved. They don't turn it over nearly as much so far this season as they have recent years. Marcus Silver throwing to Chucky Hepburn out front. Hepburn leaves it for Esiejan. Connor against Tyson Walker. Bounce pass to Ilver. Starts to back on Hauser. Backing, right block, turns, up left hand, rolls in for Marcus Silver. He has 5 and the Badgers take the lead, 29-28. 3:22 left in the first half. Badgers getting some serious work off the bench so far in this game. Here's Hauser out front, throwing to Holloman on the left wing. Pass deflected, stolen away by Esiejan. Connor with the steal. And Hepburn will jog it up for Wisconsin. 3:03 left in the half, 29-28, the Badgers. Ilver at the top. Hauser defends. Ilver one dribble. Hands off to Klesman. Pops it to Asesian high on the right. Connor left hand toss to Klesman. Puts it on the deck. In the lane. Goes up right hand. Good. First points for Klesman. 31-28 Wisconsin. 2:45 left in the half. Holloman sets the floor for Michigan State. High screen, Hauser glides to his left. Holloman now moves off a Sissoko screen to his right. Stops right elbow, feeds Hall on the right wing. Malik Hall matched up with Klesman. Hall inside the three-point line, backing off the right wing, near the block. Knocked away by Klesman, out of bounds. Hall again trying that little baseline fadeaway, and Klesman was all over it. That's no in the scouting report.
No doubt, that's game prep. He was talking about it after yesterday's practice. He wanted a chart on where Malik Hall took his shots on the floor just to prepare himself mentally for tonight's matchup.
Hogard in, Holloman out, 10 to shoot. Looking is Hogard, baseline right, looking, loops it out the house. At the top, Hauser in the lane, knocked away Klesman, but a foul called on Max. That'll be his first. Team foul number 7 here for Wisconsin. 2:25 left in the first half. 31-28 Wisconsin. This will be a two-shot foul for Hauser, who is 4-4 at the line. First free throw is on the way, and it's straight through.
Would you say it's fair to say Hauser's really rewritten his own narrative at Michigan State over the years?
Mm-hmm. He has.
He came under a lot of scrutiny and pressure early on after transferring from Marquette.
About 10 points a game his first year in Lansing, and then not 7.5 last year. And they're getting that Joey Hauser they've been looking for this season as he hits both free throws. 31-30, Wisconsin leading Michigan State with 2:15 left in the half. Asesian throws to Klesman, rotates to Ilver on the right wing. Ilver leaves it for Crowell, throws to Hepburn, outside left. Chucky finds Asesian, Connor in the lane, pivots, can't get loose, got to get it out of there, finds Klesman, 7 to shoot. Klesman off the left wing, stops, throws to Hepburn, deep three, right side, off the back rim, no good. Malik Hall the rebound, good defense for Michigan State. 1:50 left in the half, 1-point lead Wisconsin. Tyson Walker just outside the center circle for the Spartans. Flips to A.J. Hogard. Throws it back to Walker high on the right. A pass from Malik Cole. He'll give it up to Hogard high on the left. 12 to shoot. Hogard shadowed by Asesian. Hogard gives it up to Walker on the right side off the Sissoko screen. Walker against Crowell on the switch. 5 to shoot. Walker putting it on the deck, trying to go to work. Whistle and a double dribble. Yes, sir. How about Steven Crowell working against the guard? Turnover Michigan State.
It's all about the seven-footer moving his feet with Tyson Walker, not giving him anything easy or path to the rim.
Jordan Davis in, Klesman out. 1:26 left in the half, 31-30 Wisconsin. As Hepburn brings it up for the Badgers, moving to our left. 1:20 and counting left in the first half. Davis, right sideline in front of the Michigan State bench, walks it out top of the arc. And a bounce gets there, a couple of bounces. The crowd right of the paint, backs on Sissoko. Out to Hepburn, whistle, and play is stopped as Sissoko took one to the face. I mean, we may have a video review here. The elbow got up from Wisconsin, checking perhaps for a flagrant foul. Here is Rob Riley. Over there at the scores table, 109 left in the first half, 31-30, Wisconsin leading Michigan State.
Sissoko's going to the locker room early. Mm. Or wait a minute, he is. He's going back to the Michigan State locker room.
I'll determine basketball play or something worthy of a flagrant.
Sissoko's development this year has been critical with the departure of Marcus Bingham. Bingham was such a constant. He didn't score a lot, 9 points, had 6 rebounds, but he was such a factor in the middle of their defense. He had 77 blocks last year.
Yeah, and right now he's been a good rebounder for him, about 7 a game and better than 9 a game over his last 4. And so they're getting it done without maybe that superstar, but they're... Well, don't get me wrong. They have a lot of really good players on this team.
Yeah, they
Walker
lost.
And Akins and obviously Malik Hall.
Yeah, they lost 3 players. Like I mentioned, Marcus Bingham, Max Christie, who's in the NBA with the Clippers, I believe, right? One of the Los Angeles teams. And then Gabe Brown, who was their leading scorer last year.
Tom Izzo getting the explanation. And the officials still looking at it.
Michigan State's got a couple of patches on their jerseys this season to honor some former players who
Adrian
passed
Payne,
away.
One of them, yeah. Way too young, right?
He was 31 years old, Matt.
Yeah.
He was slain trying to break up a domestic dispute. He was like at the wrong place at the wrong time.
He had befriended a young girl who had been battling cancer, and eventually she passed away, but it was quite the story at the time. He was obviously a really good player at Michigan State.
The other patch is honoring the memory of Stanley Washington, who played for the Spartans in the early 60s.
So there is no flagrant. Carson Cooper in the game for Sissoko. 14 to shoot, 109 left in the half. Hepburn inbounding, Badgers up one. Chucky looking in and tried to get it into Davis. It went through his hands, but he recovers outside left and tried to bounce at the crowd. The ball is kicked, and that'll bump the shot clock to 20. 31-30 Wisconsin with 105 left in the first half. Jordan Davis sideline left to inbound. Davis gets it into Hepburn, shadowed by A.J. Hogarth. Hepburn at the center circle. 1 minute left in the half. Hepburn off a high screen from Crow. A throw to Steven. Right of the wheel. A shot fake. Now Hepburn up top. Moving left off a Crow screen. A throw to Steven. Pick and pop. Three in the air. Off the rim. No good. Rebound Hogarth. 50 seconds left in the half. 1 point lead for the Badgers. Hogarth left sideline. Throws to Hauser. Right of the circle. Flips to Malik Cole on the right wing. Picked up by Ilver now on the switch. And ball gives off to Tyson Walker. Throwing to Hogarth. Left of the lane. Backing on a siege and darts a pass. Walker, right corner, three is good for Tyson Walker. And the Spartans take the lead. And a timeout taken by, I think they were pointing to a Michigan State. It is a timeout for Michigan State with 30.7 left in the half. 33-31, the Spartans lead the Badgers.
That's a good feed and assist from Hogarth from one side of the floor to the corner on the other side of the floor. And no surprise, but he came into the game with 96 assists.
Yeah, six and a half a game. He has five right now. And he's in that rare air. He and Jalen Pickett of Michigan State, that 12 points, 4-plus rebounds, 6-plus assists. Badgers will see Jalen Pickett next Tuesday. Penn State coming to town for a 7:30 tip at the Kohl Center.
Hogarth's really done a good job since arriving at Michigan State, just shaping up his body. I mean, yep. He looked like a linebacker for Mel Tucker when he got there. And now he's still built sturdily, but not as much body fat, and it's really helped him improve his game.
Yeah, they say both he and Pierre Brooks took off about 15 pounds. The Siege and Crowd, Davis, Hepburn, and Ilver, the five of the four for Wisconsin. Game and shot clock pretty much matched up. 30.7 left in the first half. 33-31 Michigan State. As Hepburn slow jogs it, left side of the front court. Hogarth waits for him near the three-point line. Out of 20 seconds left in the half as Hepburn just rocks the dribble, uncontested. Left hand, right hand, knee high. Now down to 10 seconds left in the half. Hepburn at the top of the circle, puts it on the deck. Chucky drives the lane, goes up. Tough shot, knocked away. Malik Hall is there with 4 seconds. Hall with two, Hall with one. Left side Walker, shot fake, sidestep left. Shot is too late and no good anyway. As the first half has come to an end. Good one here tonight at the Kohl Center. Michigan State is led by as many as six. Wisconsin's biggest lead, just three, and it's a two-point game here at the half. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, halftime of the Kohl Center, Michigan State 33, Wisconsin 31. We'll be back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation with I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Halftime in Madison, Michigan State 33, Wisconsin 31. Joey Hauser with 10 points for the Spartans, going 6 of 6 at the foul line. Tyson Walker with 9, 8 for Jaden Akins. 2 apiece for Malik Hall, A.J. Hogard, and Mwadi Sissoko. Hogard, though, with 5 assists in the first half. Connor Esiejan off the bench, pacing Wisconsin. He has 10. Chucky Hepburn with 6. Marcus Ilver with 5. Stephen Crowell with 2. Max Klesmet, Carter Gilmore, and Chris Hodges with 2 points apiece. At the half, Michigan State 33, Wisconsin 31. Stay with us. Mike's back with the SVA halftime interview in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Did you know that your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts store is part of a large Midwest-based company of over 300 stores and over 650 certified service centers, serving customers in 5 states and hundreds of cities, from Detroit to Madison, from Chicago to Marquette? Yes, when it comes to quality service, name brand products, product availability, and nice low prices, we've got you covered. That's at your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. And thank you for shopping locally. Service is the difference. We get it.
You're not selling a product, you're selling a promise. When we're subject to horrible winters, hailstorms, windstorms, you learn quick that you really are selling a promise, not just collecting a premium.
An independent insurance agent on doing the right thing.
West Bend's the one company that I would feel confident calling the president of the company. I know he'd pick up the phone and we'd have a conversation.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
Badger fans, join the Wisconsin men's basketball team this January at the Kohl Center. Get your single game tickets to see the Badgers host Big Ten foes Michigan State, Minnesota, and Penn State. For more information and to purchase your tickets to Wisconsin men's basketball, visit uwbadgers.com. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Welcome back to the Kohl Center in Madison. Michigan State leads Wisconsin 33-31 at halftime. Connor Esiejan at 10 points in the first half. I spoke with Badger assistant coach Deed Oliver before the game about how defenses, opposing defenses, have been covering Esiejan.
I'll tell you what, teams are really trying to keep him from even getting a catch. They're really kind of blowing up all the screens and trying to stay on top of them. Just making life difficult as far as even touching the ball, because they know once he gets it, he's always a threat, and he's made a lot of great plays for us. So the scouting report's out on him. Teams are really trying to deny him a hard.
Did Illinois do anything different in particular? Because they seem to frustrate him at times.
Yeah, I think that's just what it is. I think he's just kind of taking a little bit more priority. You know, with Tyler being out, it's a little bit more priority for him not to get the ball, and he's more of a threat as far as who they want to stop. And I think they were more physical with him. And like I said, they just really, you know, try to keep him from even touching the ball.
So what's your best advice to him?
Well, you got to play smart. You have to continue to cut hard. He had to learn that he can't dance around and try to outmaneuver these guys. You just got to make hard cuts and draw fouls that way, and then keep moving. Don't get frustrated. And then the other thing about it is when you finally do get a touch, you don't have to shoot every time. You still have to keep that patience. And that's one thing that young players tend to do is when they start getting denied and they finally get that ball, they feel like they have to make a play. Well, you still got to play the game.
More of our halftime interview brought to you by SBA is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Give your kitchen the upgrade it deserves with Clearview Cabinetry. Clearview Cabinetry starts as a kitchen built for now and grows with you as life changes. It's flexible by design with full access cabinet construction, so you can go from doors to drawers for storage that works when you need it. Get an appointment-free design consultation and explore all our cabinet options on display in our kitchen showroom, and save big money now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
When you set up a savings goal with U.S. Bank, it grows with you. There's no limit to what you can crochet. I mean, can do. Doesn't have to be crocheting, but it totally could be. Like the headphones you're listening to this ad with, you could totally crochet those. There's no telling where your savings goal will take you. Maybe you'll save enough for yarn to crochet your house or the whole town. Oh, right. Doesn't have to be crochet related.
Set up savings goals on the U.S. Bank mobile app, even for the wildest of dreams. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Michigan State leads Wisconsin 33-31 at halftime. Connors each with 10 points in the first half on Saturday. Illinois frustrated the freshman. One point, almost threw up a shot from the logo, and I brought that up to Dean Oliver.
Definitely, you know, it didn't matter where it was on the floor, and you know, it would have been nice if he was at least, you know, 4 or 5 feet closer. I think it would have went in, but you know, he's got that confidence, so you like to see that. It was the right shot, but he should have taken dribble in. But that's what you saw, you know, a little bit of frustration, a little bit of not touching the ball. It's got to go up, and you just have to learn from it.
You got him a layup late in the game at Illinois. Do you think that helped?
Oh, for sure. You know, in any layups that you can get shooters, it always gets them going. And that's what we talk about is if your shot is not going or you're not able to get open, get to that free throw line and get some free throws, or get yourself a nice cut for a layup. And those are some opportunities Connor's going to have because of how teams are guarding him. The back cuts and slips and things like that are going to be open because of how tight they're guarding him.
All things considered, what impresses you the most about Connor Asija?
Well, I think his overall confidence. You know, he can really shake things off that a lot of freshmen can't do. You know, and he just continues to do so.
the comments of Dean Oliver. When we continue, we'll have some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier